Masechet Betzah, Perek Dalet, Mishnahe, more halachot in terms of the prohibition of making a keli, a utensil, on Yom Tov. Mishnah says, En shovrin et ha'heres, ve'en chotkin ha'niyar lislot bo maliach. When they were trying to bake fish in an oven, if they got too close to the fire, it would burn the fish. So what they would do is they would put the fish onto a piece of earthenware to serve as a intermediary between the fire and the fish, or they would take a piece of paper that would be soaked in oil, and that would help make sure that the fish didn't get burned. A person was not allowed, we're saying over here, you're not allowed to break the hadis, piece of earthenware, or you're not allowed to cut paper in order to cook the salted fish in it to make sure that it doesn't get burned, making this piece of earthenware or cutting the paper in order so that it becomes able to protect the fish is making a utensil and prohibited on Yom Tov. Just like you're not allowed to make a utensil on Yom Tov, you're also not allowed to fix one. So Mishnah will mention that. The ovens in those days would be made out of plaster. And it would happen that many times the pieces of plaster inside the oven would fall down inside of it, and therefore they would be unusable. So what we're saying here is, you're not allowed to shovel out, gorfin, shovel out, tanur bekirayim, the plaster from inside of these ovens in order to make it usable. You may think that, or don't we allow other things? For the purposes of cooking, why isn't this allowed? And the answer goes back to what we commented about ochel nefesh and machshire ochel nefesh. What is permitted is ochel nefesh. It's actually a big machloket, but the Tana over here is holding that what's permitted is ochel nefesh, preparation of food itself, but not steps that are taken to make food preparation possible. That's what's happening over here. So the food is okay, but preparing the oven, which is then going to cook the food, that's second level, machshire ochel nefesh, we have a big machloket if that is permitted or not. So this Tana is saying you're not allowed to shovel out those pieces. Aval mechabeshini, but you're allowed to press down the ashes or dirt that are on the floor of the oven in order to make sure that the ashes, the old ashes, don't touch the new food. You're allowed to do that. That's not considered to be repairing of the oven. Now we'll get to more laws about a stove. Ve'en makifin shte haviyot lishpot alehen et hakedera. A person is not allowed to take two barrels, put them next to each other, and then put a pot on top of them in order to make, and then a fire in between them in order to make a makeshift stove that resembles the melacha of bone, of building, and therefore it is prohibited. Ve'en somchin et hakedera babikat ve'chein at baldel. You're not allowed to take a pot that is unbalanced and put a piece under it on Yom Tov in order to make sure that it has its balance, because wood is mukseh for any other purpose besides firewood. That's the only use that it has for a person when he designated it before Yom Tov started. So he can't use it for any other reason, including supporting a pot. Vechen badelet, same thing when it goes to supporting a door on Yom Tov using a piece of wood, that would be prohibited. Now we'll talk about another machloket when it comes to using a piece of wood on Yom Tov. Ve'en manhigin et ha-behema b'makel b'yom tov. You're not allowed to drive an animal with a stick on Yom Tov, because then it looks like a person is taking the animal to market, which is prohibited on Yom Tov. So it's a marit ayin problem to do that. You can't guide it with a stick. It looks like you're going to market. They would usually use a stick for a long distance as going to market. But these two rabbis allow it. They say that driving it with a stick, moving it along with a stick, does not give off that impression of taking it to market. Masechet Betzah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vav, another machloket about using wood on Yom Tov. Mishnah says, Rabbi Eliezer omered, Notel Adam Kesam Shelefanav, Lahasotz Bo Shenav. Says Rabbi Eliezer, a person is allowed to take a little sliver of wood from the wood that is Lefanav, that means in his house, in order to use it as a toothpick to remove a piece of meat from his teeth. Wood that's in the house is not considered to be mukseh and could be used for any purpose whatsoever. Umgavev min ha'hatzer umadlik, and he's even allowed to use wood that is in his yard if it's for the purposes of lighting fire, he says over here. Shekol ma shebahatzer mukhan, because everything that's in his yard is considered to be mukhan, prepared, usable on Yom Tov and not mukseh. It seems to be from the end of this line that he could even use a piece of wood in his chatzer, his courtyard, in order to use it to fix his teeth, in order to use it as a toothpick. That would be permitted. The only reason we're saying that lefanav is permitted to use for the purposes of cleaning the teeth is to later on teach you that the hachamim are mahmir even in that case where it's in your home. And that's for the real purpose. But in reality, the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer is that any type of wood in your home or in your hatzer is allowed to be used even for a secondary purpose, like cleaning your teeth, like using a toothpick. And here we'll see the opinion of Hachamim where they disagree. Vachamim omrim, megavev mishelefanav umadlik. Says the Hachamim, a person's allowed to take slivers of wood from the wood that's in his house only for the purposes of lighting a fire. We learn out two things from here. If he wants to take a piece of wood that's in his home and use it in order to clean his teeth, that would be a secondary purpose that would not be allowed. As well as wood that's in his courtyard, he's not allowed to take and use it for firewood, which is the main purpose. What we understand from here is, according to the Hachamim, even though one would think that the wood that is in his house is fully mukhan, it could be used for anything, says Hachamim, no, it can only be used for the normal purpose that wood is used for, which is firewood. And secondly, even if you want to use it firewood, and it's in your hatzer, it's wood that's scattered in a person's courtyard, that is not allowed, because it's not considered to be mukhan, it's not considered to be prepared. The only type of preparation that it has to have, if it's in your home, it's prepared. If it's not in your home, it's not prepared for any purpose, according to the opinion of Hachamim.